And what is that story that you think the people are falsely accepting?
That, in effect, this was a large group of disillusioned or disoriented black people who went down to Guyana and who turned their backs on this country and committed suicide, and we might as well, we're rid of them, and that's just an aberration type of thing. I think that's the story that's been peddled. When you see the documentation here, you'll begin to wonder yourselves why the first reports were 350 people died or 400 people died, and for several days that was reported, and then they started finding more bodies. When the first reports were the 500 fled in the jungle, the people examined the bodies the first time and counted them by name, by types of people, men, women, and children, turned them over. Then a few days later, they claimed to have found two and three stacks of bodies underneath those. You know, it boggles the mind, the stories that were passed out, but they apparently have gotten away with, I think, with one of the greatest fabrications of recent years.
And what do you think was really going on there?
You think is going on?
Whatever happened at Jonestown, I believe that our government, through the CIA, was in close touch with Jones before he left this country, that our government helped him to get established down there, ignored the reports of brutality, ignored the reports of guns being run down and drugs being sent down there, that our government used Jones, if nothing, at the minimum, to keep control of the government of Guyana for the prime minister we wanted down there. At the maximum, the possibility is that we may also have used it for a mass mind control experiment.
Do you think there is any connection between this surmise and the Larry Layton acquittal?
There is, but I can't quite figure out which it is. I never had figured that Larry Layton would ever be convicted of anything. He'll never be tried in this country. I think the long length of time it took to bring him to trial was so they could get everything in order, so they could arrange nothing to come out, as has happened. Now, whether Layton was the innocent victim and was a setup, or whether he was actually under drugs, as they say here in this article, I don't know. There's a report in what I have attached here that he actually were blanks in his gun. He was waving a blank gun around and firing a blank gun. He may have been a setup. This thing is so weird. It's such a never-never world that I really can't... Except that I believe that our government worked with the government of Guyana to bring about an acquitted verdict down of Larry Layton. I don't think he'll ever be tried in this country for Leo's murder or for anything else.
What significance do you attach to the fact that the leadership of the temple was largely white and the membership of the temple was largely black?
I mentioned that, and in here, I think that that's part and parcel of the whole thing. I think that this is what caused me very suspicious about this whole experiment, about the possibilities here. You know, the cadre was all white, and yet we think of Jonestown as a bunch of black people who were committed suicide without mentioning that white cadre, and that doesn't quite add up. I think there are racist overtones to the whole thing.
What kind of racist overtones? What are you exactly alleging?
I'm alleging that the media picture that was printed, that it was painted rather, and then brought out in print and so on, was that you don't have to worry about these people because they're crazy, they'll do anything, and they're not like us.
How far will the Congress take all of this?
I don't know. Bill Royer has been pushing hard on it. He's the man who was elected to take Leo's place, and he's been doing a good job. I now have Don Edwards interested and a few others back there interested, and they're starting to get interested because they're very busy, but all of a sudden they're starting to realize there's more to this. It's now before the Select Committee in the House. I don't expect much to come of that because they're very close to the CIA, but at least we're making some headway. We keep it going.
Do you feel threatened in as much as you're exposing the CIA here?
I don't know whether to feel threatened or not. If what I think is true, then possibly I'm in some danger, but except by getting it out in the open, I think that the danger was, to me, if there is any, would recede, because that way I might become too visible if they were to, if anything would happen, I might have an accident, but, you know, I can't worry about that any more than Leo could worry about it. You have to just go ahead and do what you think is right.
Before Leo Ryan left for Jonestown on that trip, there had been a press conference three blocks from where we're sitting right now in the People's Temple, where Mark Lane and Marceline Jones had alleged that the CIA was engaged in a campaign to destabilize Jonestown, to invade it, to attack it, to destroy the social experiment that they portrayed Jonestown as having been. Were you, as Representative Ryan's aide and Representative Ryan himself, aware of those allegations? Did you lend any credence to them? Did you have any knowledge yourselves of possible CIA involvement in any way of this?
We had no knowledge or any thought of any CIA involvement. We knew the charges were being made. We deemed those to be Lane's charges to prevent Leo's trip, to prevent Leo from finding out what was actually the truth, whatever it was at Jonestown. And however, we were mindful enough of it that Thursday night before Leo went down there, we had a meeting with Don Harris, the NBC TV crew, over at the Airport Hilton Hotel. And we discussed possible violence at Jonestown. And because of Mark Lane's charges that Leo's trip was going to be a CIA invasion, it was decided that evening by Leo and Don Harris and myself and others who were going, Bob Brown and others who were killed down there, that not to take any guns, including handguns, because any guns along might have meant that they could have claimed that that provocation was started by the Ryan delegation. So it was decided not to take any guns, and that we did put enough credence in Lane's charges to try to defuse them so there would be no possibility of their being believed.
Do you have a theory about those 350 bodies and then the delay and then the 900? Did something happen between one wave of killings and the next?
I should preface this by saying that there can be 100 theories and then another 100 theories on top of it. The evidence or the statements here that are attached here seem to indicate the possibility that there was an attempt at suicide drills and suicide, you know, actually carrying out of the suicide, some of which worked and some of which didn't. That more than that, some of the people may have fled off into the jungle in sizable numbers trying to get away. And those people may have later been found and brought back and their bodies added to the original bodies.
Was there any autopsy results that might indicate the time of death?
No, that's also attached here. No autopsies were performed, and we had, when our medical examiners went in, they did not perform autopsies, and that's one of the questions as to why not.
What was the drug experiment? Can you be more trying to understand it here? MK, what was it called?
From 1953 to 1974, the CIA conducted experiments under something called MK Ultra program. You recall the LSD experiments in this country? People jumping out of windows and the LSD experiments that George White, who was Colonel of Narcotics here, conducted around the country, around parts of the world. This was control of individuals, control of groups, control of whole populations. We have scientists in this country and elsewhere, including back in the Nazi Germany, that believe you can control behavior, the shades of what they call the Brave New World. And there have been experiments in prisons, in hospitals, along those lines. But this is what they were doing, okay?
Not called lithium, the drug?
Well, that was one of several. I have a whole list of drugs that were used in these experiments here. So by 1974, the American Civil Liberties Union and other groups and lawsuits had forced the government to stop these programs using prisons and hospitals. And Helms, then as director of the CIA, said that they had lost interest in mine because they were terminating it. The charge attached here is, and the things that I received, was they then went over into the private sector and started going into the matter of cults and religious groups and conducting their experiments there.
Does MK have any significance?
I don't know what the initials stand for. It's MK Ultra, and I know that people in Washington are very familiar with before that they had something called Operation Artichoke, which included killing a prominent American politician just as an experiment. Something called COINTELPRO, and others.
Any evidence, documentation, notes, somebody keeping notes on the results of the test?
Yes, they have some of these. We have attached here some of those acts, photocopies, some of those results that they were gotten under Freedom of Information Act. And so I think when you read especially the one from the penal colony and the one from the Associate Preservation of Religious Liberty, you'll see the reason why I felt moved to do something. I should say that I first heard these reports right after the tragedy in Guyana, within a few months, and I disbelieved them. I just thought it was ridiculous, and I just, for a year, I paid no attention to it. Until Then I heard about the wire being down there and going back in and realized it was a covert operation. Then I testified in Washington in February, and then I got this material. I've only been on this trail for 2 months now, but it's all come because of my testimony in Washington. The other things were starting to, the more we talk, the more we find out, the more information comes to us. I'm here today to ask the help of this group, this Black Professional Leadership Group, and to ask for their assistance in finding out more. I'd say it was a mixed reaction. Some of them were suspicious that I was who I was. Was I really trying to divert attention, you see, from what the reality was? I think they were receptive, and I think they're going to go along and decide.
When you say divert from the reality, what do you mean?
Well, they were concerned that I was trying to maybe somehow suggest a CIA plot just to, there might be some other truth to it, and that I was sent here to divert attention from whatever reality might be.
Would you be kind enough to summarize what you think was being done to the People's Temple people through the CIA? You started to say use of drugs, but what do you think really happened down there in the way of the mind control?
I think they were conducting, I really believe that there's a strong possibility, I'll put it this way, without being able to prove it, it's my impression at this time, that they were conducting some sort of mind control experiments. For example, they had a very modern hospital down there, which they bragged about. So modern that in that population, they had medical checkups for everyone every day. So there's no need for that unless you're conducting experiments where you're having control groups and you're giving people, and they're giving them their vitamins every day. And it's my guess that they were just using them as guinea pigs to see what they could do under isolated circumstances. They take them off into a jungle someplace far away from everybody. They get them there somehow, and then they're able to see how these various drugs work on different groups. Because of the medical checkups every day and the large number of drugs that I found down there, I'm inclined to believe that there was a mind control experimentation going on. And because of the links we now have through Dwyer and through Philip Blakey, I'm inclined to see some CIA involvement there. Whether that adds up to a full-scale government program of mind control, I do not know. But there's enough there that it needs to be investigated thoroughly.
What are the implications for other cults and organizations that we now have here in Northern California, such as, for example, the Moonies? We just had a national leader elected of the Moonies, the Hare Krishnas in Berkeley, who it turns out have submachine guns, and other organizations like that. Do you think there's a possibility that there's some relationship between the kind of thing you're talking about?
These documents claim that. Just a moment, please.
I'd like to copy a few words.
Thank you. Yes, the statements are made in here that the Korean CIA, they tab as the money source for the Moonies, for the Reverend Sung Young Moon. They talk about Synanon and some of Synanon's experimentation. Now, whether or not this is a part and parcel, they question Moonies, they question Synanon, they question the great growth of the cult movement in the early 70s, about the time they were swinging away, that they were closing down, supposedly, the CIA MK Ultra program.
What are you doing?
Real estate development. Industrial real estate development. Yeah.
What exactly are the reasons that you think that Layton, that you expected Layton to be acquitted?
Well, primarily that as a surviving member of the People's Temple and somebody that he was dangerous to the authorities, if he did know anything and talked on the grounds that they were going to, if they were going to execute him or put him long term in prison, he just might talk to get even or to prevent being sent to prison or being executed. So I think that Layton, for two reasons. One is Layton knew, may have known too much, and besides that, you find that his father, I'd like to give you this one at this time, just as a little follow-up. Philip Blakey was his brother-in-law. His father is Dr. Lawrence Layton. And Dr. Lawrence Layton is former chief of biochemistry and director of chemical warfare at the U.S. Army Dugway Proving Ground in Utah in the early 1950s. More recently, Dr. Layton has worked as a research scientist at the Western Regional Research Laboratory for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Berkeley, California. So you're tying Dr. Layton is chief of biochemistry and director of chemical warfare for the United States Army at a time that we had MK Ultra being started.
But then you said earlier that you thought Layton might have been under drugs and he might have had blanks in his gun. Would they have done that with his father?
The blanks in the gun would fit there because then it could prove he didn't fire anything, right?
But what about him being on drugs and then experimenting?
I don't know. I'm only postulating here. I'm only guessing. But, you know, what's interesting to me is the way that this Blakely family is so tied into everything. And when you have key operatives, if you do have operatives, they have to be pretty tightly held, your key people.
Do you have any theories about Tim and Grace Stone that fit into this at all?
I don't know about Tim Stone. I know that Tim was, I saw a picture of Tim as a young man picked up in East Germany, in East Berlin, back in the mid-50s as a student back there. Then he came back here and he gave up his Porsche and he gave up his good job and he went and joined Jim Jones. And the big fight that supposedly caused this, was given as a reason for the blow up at Jonestown was over this, whose son it was and all. So I'm getting to the point where I can't really tell, legitimate suspicion from paranoia. So you start looking at everybody and wondering, and I just don't know.
Thank you.
Interesting footnote, too, to that particular tape there. By the way, that and other discussion on the People's Temple is available on Radio Free America program number 6, and also more on number 7, available from Archives on Audio. Reading from the San Jose Mercury of Saturday, March 10th of 1990. Interesting little story here. It says, in the state news section, there's a day of program Dateline Ukiah headline, Politics lures ex-Jones aide, former People's Temple attorney tries for Congress. The former legal advisor to People's Temple founder Jim Jones will run for Congress, saying he has learned from the 1978 jungle tragedy that ended in the deaths of his son and hundreds of cult followers. Having witnessed the abuse of power, I will give my all to being the most responsible of public servants, said attorney Tim Stone, who was seeking the Republican Party nomination for the seat now held by Representative Douglas Bosco, Democrat of Santa Rosa. Well, Bosco's no day at the beach, as we looked at in our Drug Tug series and in the CIA connection to the SNL, but if the folks up in that district wind up with Tim Stone, well, they may be realizing the old adage that there's nothing like stepping in a cow flop to make you realize just how nice tripping over a stone can be. And that does it for this evening. We are out of time, so let me tell you a couple of things. Again, Archives on Audio's address, Archives on Audio, Box 170023, Box 170023. That's in San Francisco, zip code 94117, 94117-0023. Phone 415-346-1840, 415-346-1840. Write or phone to the attention of Paul. Neither myself nor the station makes money out of this arrangement. Remember that One Step Beyond shows on temporary file. Winds things up for me. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.